there. Happy Wednesday. It's George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. Thanks for tuning in live with us today. I have got a great show. We have Kara Stewart. She is with Focus Strategic Solutions, a local financial planner and friend of mine. We've had her on the show before. Now she's in the studio live with us. Hey, Kara. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, George.
So you've been in financial planning and helping people understand wealth management and accumulation of wealth for how many years now?
20 plus years. Please don't do the math.
I won't. Well, you started when you were 7.
Correct. So,
that's amazing. You were a prodigy. You and Doogie Howser. So the focus of your business, I love the name, putting the word focus in there. What is the focus of your business?
I let my clients focus on themselves. I seek to understand before being understood. I gather a lot of information about clients to be able to help them. It goes very deep into priorities, what's important to them. Mm-hmm. One size does not fit all. So I was just explaining the other day with a prospecting client who was specifically looking for long-term care. And I explained to him, like, just like you go to your doctor for a specific ailment, they're going to ask you additional information so they can appropriately diagnose you. Mm-hmm. Similarly, I'm going to ask for additional information so I can appropriately advise my clients.
So people, your clients that you work with, are they planning for retirement? Are they trying to figure out how to deal with the unforeseen? Are they trying to figure out alternatives? Like, what do you think the number one question is that you start getting when you talk to people?
I actually will work with whomever at any stage of their life. However, most of my clients are the 55 to 65 year old who are wondering if they can afford to retire, when they want to retire, and be able to sustain their lifestyle and income needs.
Do you find that most people are undereducated about that when they come to you?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So you go through a qualitative process of really understanding where they want to be, where they are now, income, assets, all that.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of it is education.
Yeah, education. So in that approach, it's similar to what I do in mortgage lending. I take people's biggest asset and their biggest liability, which is, of course, their mortgage, most people. And I look at all those things and I go, okay, well, here's how we can plan for the future. So like today I met with a gentleman who came to me with a need, and he wanted to pull cash out to reinvest into his house. And I said, well, you know, when you do that, you're going to be resetting your amortization table, for example. You know, and he's like, what is that? And I said, well, the amount of principal you pay every month compared to interest starts over on a new loan. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a 20-year product. And he goes, mind blown, right?
Right, yeah.
Whoa, I'll save 50 grand in interest over the life of the loan. So do you have those mind blown moments where you're talking to people and they go, wait a sec, I can divert money from this type of investment strategy into this type of strategy and double, triple what is available to me?
Absolutely, yes. Most often, the topic is regarding 401ks. The government wants you to believe that that's the best product and that's where you should put your money first.
Uh-huh.
And I would agree that if your company does give you a match, do 100% of that formula to maximize the match, that's
okay.
Free money.
Okay, so 401ks, let's just bring everyone up to speed.
Sure.
This is that simple product that when you work for somebody, the employer will offer it as a benefit. That's the 401k, right?
Yes.
You made a comment, though, that I found to be really interesting, which is the government wants you to. The government doesn't play a role in withholding my 401k dollars. So can you elaborate on what the government, why the government wants that? What does that mean?
Well, so when you contribute to a 401k, it saves on your current taxes.
Okay, because it's pre-tax.
It's pre-tax.
So if you have a check and you're going to make $2,000 and you do a 4% withholding, right? So that money comes off. So you're really going to save on the taxes of that 4%.
Correct.
You're not paying taxes on that money.
Correct.
But then the government, when do they get theirs?
When you distribute from a 401k, when you're in your retirement years, and when your balance is much more than when you contributed.
Wait a sec. So here I am. I'm a prudent, good investor as an employee. I've done the responsible thing of withholding retirement funds from my paycheck so I can build my own nest egg when I'm older. And then that's pre-tax now, so I get some benefit to that now. But then when I go later at age, say, I want to retire at 65 and I want to start living on the dividends and benefit and plethora of money my 401k has earned, the government's going to take taxes on that?
Yes.
So most people don't realize that. Are they blown away when you explain that to them?
Most often, yes.
I mean, we're talking about ordinary income taxes, right?
Yes.
So what, give me an example. What is that as a percentage, typically?
Typically 28 to 40%.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. And does California take their piece, too?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So California, thank you, California, what, 10 to 12% easily?
Easily.
So you've done this great job, people. You've made all this money, and you've accumulated all this wealth your entire life. You've worked, and your employer didn't give you a pension. They gave you a 401k. And they gave you some matching dollars, which is free money. But the government's going to come in and take a third of it. No one realizes this. I didn't say no one, but a lot of people don't realize this. What's the alternative? Where do you take the $300 a month that you put in your 401k? I mean, you get the free match. But what do you? What else do you do?
Well, there are other strategies out there that Roth would be kind of the first answer. But Roth, as you may know, has income limits and contribution limits.
Right. And have those income limits increased with average wage growth? Or are they kind of the same?
They're kind of the same. I mean, they go up by $1,000 every year.
Right. And we haven't had a lot of wage growth over the last 10 years. But in general, in Sonoma County, you're not making ends meet with an investment strategy and $100,000 a year. I mean, you're just having a tough time.
Right.
Because we pay so much taxes here. So Roth is a type of IRA?
Roth is a type of IRA, yes. But so many residents they can't qualify it based on their high incomes. And even if they do, again, there's contribution limits. So there's really not a great way to be able to put a whole lot of money into a Roth. But the beauty of a Roth is that when you do take income from it, it is tax-free. So
it's tax-free. So I want to pull on my Roth IRA. When I'm of retirement age, I won't pay any income taxes on that.
Correct.
So that's a good alternative to a 401k.
Right. Similar to a Roth, you can do life insurance, which I know sounds...
Morbid.
Morbid. I know. It implies you've got to die to win, but that's not the case. If we can change the conversation and make it look like... I actually call it a self-pension or a Roth look-alike because it's the only other investment that grows tax-free and distributes tax-free.
Right. And it's a complicated conversation. We want to let people know that this is something that requires a consultation.
Right.
So if you're just joining us, I've got Kara Stewart. She is a financial advisor local here. She lives in Windsor. Definitely you can see her out and about, you know, as a local member of our community. I do. And she is the owner of Focus Strategic Solutions. You have a website, which is FocusStrategicSolutions.com. And if you want to have a one-on-one with Kara, you can call her at 707-974-8707. Again, 707-974-8707. So these are complicated strategies. These are complicated discussions. And now you've just brought in this idea that life insurance, which is a concept a lot of people don't understand, can actually be used during your life.
Correct.
That you don't have to die to access the money accumulated wealth of a life insurance plan necessarily.
Right.
So obviously, we can get pretty deep into the weeds, and we don't want to do that here, but give me the basic plan there. How does that work? How do I, as an average consumer, average person in the community, benefit from a life insurance plan without dying? Because my wife's going to do good when my wife, you know, I mean, I always make my dog eat my breakfast before I do because I got a lot of life insurance. I'm just kidding, babe. I know you love me. But seriously, people think of life insurance as something you only get your estate gets, your beneficiaries get when you die. So how do I, in my lifetime, benefit from life insurance?
Right. Well, it's actually an asset. It's a very unique asset, but it's used greatly for business owners. Rather than offer a 401k to their employees, they do life insurance on themselves or the key execs. And we design it in a way that the death benefit, it is there. So if some, you know, at the demise of an employee, there will be a tax-free death benefit to their named beneficiaries. However, we minimize it. And so then we maximize the premium goes towards the cash value inside of the policy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it goes part of to cover the cost of the death benefit. With it being lower, it's going to not be as expensive. And so the money that you're putting towards the premium is going to actually go into the cash value.
So the cash value is its own investment strategy.
Correct.
Right? So it's out there performing within the market, just like any sort of other asset could?
Yes, it can. However, I'm a fan of indexing strategies, which because if it was invested in the market, then you have that volatility.
Yeah, right.
Indexing strategies give you that upside potential, but there's no downside risk. So if the index has a negative return, their account value earns zero, but it's not going negative.
Okay. All right. So These are complicated ideas. And often the easiest strategy is for me to just set up a savings account. I'm just going to put my extra money in there every month. I'm going to get really responsible, and I'm going to divert $300 out of my paycheck to go into my savings account and just leave it there. And I'm going to make 0.1% on my money. And then I've got my 401k, and my company does a little matching, so I feel good about putting money into that. But at the end of the day, how much am I going to have? How do people know that?
Well, when you work with someone like me, we can forecast that. I've got softwares, systems that show me from a cash efficiency and tax perspective what asset to liquidate at what time and what amount and what frequency to maximize the return to you.
Right. But a lot of people feel like they can do it themselves. And I have that problem in the lending world. I call it do-it-yourself lending. Right. You could call it maybe do-it-yourself financial planning. It's risky, isn't it? If you're not an expert and you are – your trade and your specialty is as a machinist or, you know, as an office manager or something that's not related to the financial sector, you don't know what you're doing. You just don't. I'm sorry, you might be really bright and you might be able to go get yourself a TD Ameritrade account now and figure your way through it, but you're taking risk, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And that's why people need to talk to you.
Yes. And even if somebody has a financial advisor, I pride myself in my integrity. I was born and raised in Sonoma County. I cannot afford to jeopardize my reputation. So oftentimes I am used as a second opinion, just like you would a doctor. Mm-hmm. And I pride myself in the integrity that I give to my clients, and I can tell them if they're appropriately placed or not.
You've got this great article that I know you just published, Plan for Retirement by Disinheriting Uncle Sam. I want to talk about this article with you in more detail. I think it's a genius title. I know that you have a lot of good value that you bring to your clients, but a lot of it is summarized right here in this article. I'm with Kara Stewart, and we'll be right back. This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly 2 decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us today. You know, if you missed this show, you can always visit ksro.com. We've got all of our past shows there. Michelle does a great job of creating a little paragraph there. It summarizes. You get to see some of the details of who our guests are. And, look, people come in and out of tuning in and out of radio as they live their day. So sometimes you might catch an idea that goes, oh, you know what? I want to go back and check that out. So remember, go to ksro.com. You'll find our past shows there under the Ask the Expert series. You'll see my page there and check out some information. And if you ever want to find out what you qualify for a home loan or get into the discussion of what options are out, all you've got to do is give me a call. You can call our office at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or visit my website, georgiadair.com. So we're in studio live with Kara Stewart. She is the owner of Focus Strategic Solutions. Welcome, Kara. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, George.
And so, Kara, you have this great article that you shared with me, which is titled Plan for Retirement by Disinheriting Uncle Sam. Why does so? Look, I have a lot of reasons I want to disinherit Uncle Sam, but what does that mean? What does the title mean?
Well, what I talk about with my clients is, would you rather pay tax on the seed or the harvest? And that gets people thinking.
That does.
And if I can save you taxes in a current basis or future basis, is that a conversation worthy of having?
Right. Yeah. So right now, people are used to paying somewhere between, say, 25 and 35% on average. Even higher income earners are going to pay upwards of almost 50% when you add up the state and Fed. So when they are going to investment strategy could result in them paying a lot of taxes in retirement. And when you start thinking of things like the amount that you have the ability to accumulate, and then you have cost of living increases over time, and you have these various costs of your groceries and your housing, your gas, if you want to buy new vehicles in retirement, all of these things start to accumulate. Well, you have enough money, and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to have $1.5 million. I can divide that by X and live on it forever until Uncle Sam comes and takes 30% of it.
Yeah.
And that's what you mean.
Correct.
Pay tax on the seed or pay tax on the harvest. I love it. It's great. So I'm going to read this quote back to you because I think it really summarizes what you said well. Many wealth managers and financial advisors focus on the accumulation phase of financial planning, and they take their eyes off the road ahead when it comes to those years when clients are in the distribution phase. You feel it's important to balance both aspects of financial planning, increase the effectiveness of your client's cash flow by planning ahead for greater tax efficiency. That's a great statement. And you do it in a way I think that's different than other financial planners. Why is your process different than someone calling one of the big financial houses?
Well, I take a holistic approach. First of all, I'm also asking about mortgages, for example, because does it make sense if to refinance? I mean, that's a question. If your money can actually work harder for you than what you could pay for it, does that make sense to refinance?
Mm-hmm.
So what makes me different is that I get into all areas of financial planning. I want to know how much travel do you want to do and how much does that cost? We need to build that into your retirement plan because I don't want to change someone's lifestyle, but I want to make sure that they can afford to sustain it.
Right. And it's tough to see how you can save only $300 or $400 a month. That may be all people can afford to save. And somehow that translates to having enough money to live on. So you helped them identify different products that are going to grow depending on their age. Kind of walk me through that a little bit.
Sure. Well, age, income needs at retirement, age they want to retire, what assets they have, the expected return on those assets adjusted for inflation. I can add stress to that portfolio if necessary, or if just to kind of illustrate. I can also show interaction. Does it make sense to finance solar, for example, or pay it in cash? I mean, we can run what-if scenarios for mm-hmm. clients, mm-hmm. and how does that affect the bottom line?
I think there's a lot of people that look at their mortgage as the biggest component of their debt-to-income calculation. Typically, your housing part of your income ratio, your debt ratio, I'm sorry, is the biggest part. Then there's people that look at going into from a 30-year fix to a 15-year fix, or they look at paying off their mortgage altogether. What are some of the things that you look at in helping people decide the investment strategy of their mortgage?
Right. Well, it depends because the mortgage interest rate is one of the only surviving deductions. And so does it make sense? I would have to do an analysis. Does it make sense to keep that deduction and put the money that you would pay to accelerate your mortgage obligation somewhere else mm-hmm. that could earn maybe a higher yield than what you're paying
mm-hmm.
or not? Or does it make sense to actually pay that off and have the payment go towards something else?
Right. One of the key factors that helps people make that decision has changed. The 2018 taxes doubled the standard deduction. So a lot of people aren't itemizing anymore. So they're losing the benefit of a mortgage interest deduction. So that's part of your whole analysis, I would imagine.
Yes.
And you're not a CPA, which I understand.
Right.
And I'm not either. But it's, you know, we travel in these lanes. You know, it's like a 5-lane. You ever been to San Diego? There's an 8-side. One side has 8 lanes.
Seriously?
Oh my God. In San Diego. And it's like craziness. And they still have traffic. And so I'm driving down. I got this great visual that, like, you know, each of these lanes is like a financial sort of advisory role. You know, you've got Kara Stewart with Focus, and her focus is, of course, on helping you with strategic planning for your future. You've got me, which is trying to figure out your best mortgage products. You've got your CPA, who hopefully is someone bigger than an H&R Block or someone like that, and it's providing you with actual tax advice. You know, you've got your all these various support people in your life, your doctors and your attorneys, and they're all filling up these lanes. But Kara and I, we tend to kind of change lanes a little bit here.
Like, right.
You know, like, oop, we're going to dip into that one real quick. And I know a little bit about what the CPA is going to tell you. So we
swerve a little bit.
We'll swerve a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been known for swerving a little bit. And I think that's great. You know, having a holistic approach to what information you provide in your analysis is awesome. Do you find yourself connecting people with other financial resources that are helpful to them beyond what you can do?
Oh, absolutely. I believe collaboration is very important. In fact, that's why I rebranded my name. When I first went independent, it was Focus Insurance Brokerage. Mm-hmm. I rebranded because, first of all, it's not always insurance that we're talking about, mm-hmm. which is hence the solutions part of my company name. And strategic meaning, to your point, it does take a team for a client to be well served. And I always enlist CPAs, attorneys, and other financial advisors, such as, you know, mortgage professional.
Yeah, and the talk about a mortgage can really free cash up. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about debt in general, because I'm sure you look at debt as like the enemy.
Right.
Not mortgage debt. You've clearly said mortgage debt is something that helps people with their financial planning strategy. And you got to pay for somewhere to live, let's face it. So you're going to have some sort of debt. Either you're going to have a lease obligation, which isn't really a debt, but it's a lease obligation, or you're going to have a mortgage debt. What about all the other consumer debt out there? I mean, interest rates have only gone up. How do you look at people's ability to save versus pay down debt? How do you balance those two things out?
Well, I think that if you can pay your debt off within the 30 days and you can accumulate points that you can then spend otherwise, mm-hmm. that's a good way to utilize debt. Mm-hmm. If someone has existing debt, it would again be an analysis based on what the interest rate that they're actually paying is.
Right.
Most often I try to get my clients out of debt.
Yeah.
And using a mortgage can sometimes help that, or some kind of consolidation.
Especially lately, because
yeah,
we have so much accumulation. Interest rates are low.
Yeah.
Equity accumulation. So you're anti-debt, of course. But, you know, if someone's going to have a strategy of investing, they have to find a balance, right? Because you don't want to just say to somebody necessarily, or else I wouldn't, hey, focus on getting yourself 100% out of debt before you start investing. Because that time overlaps and you might miss the boat for
right.
investing.
Absolutely. Well, and there's also, you know, the cost of time, cost of waiting. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of times my clients come to me in their older years mm-hmm. and they can't make that up.
Mm-hmm.
There's just simply not enough time.
There's just not, right? And typically as you get older, my understanding is in general that people will have less aggressive investment strategies, less risk as they get older. So wealth accumulation starts to slow.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't want to lose your money.
Right.
So we're kind of entering, you know, we're in this stock market cycle that seems to be up and down and up and down. How do you advise people that are looking at their investments every day? Like, that's not healthy, right? That's not realistic.
I think that's very emotional.
Yeah.
That can be very emotional, which can lead to physical and financial trouble. I don't think, I mean, if you're investing in stocks and bonds, it is something that you want to have a long-term focus on.
Uh-huh.
It's not something you want to time the market. You don't want to buy and sell frequently.
Right.
So you want to make sure that that investment is long term, and that if you had a correction, you can't afford that loss. That it's not going to be that you have to change your lifestyle because you've lost whichever money that you put into it. So I definitely think that plays a part in one's portfolio. However, I also look at strategies that have guarantees inside of them that don't lose money. You can have that upside potential, but also guaranteed lifetime income. You know, we talk about ROI, and when I mention that, everybody says return on investment, right? That's what we think of that acronym. But I actually look at reliability of income mm-hmm. for my clients. I can give them guaranteed lifetime income that they can outlive, and even if their account value goes to zero, they still get a paycheck.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome. Some really great strategies. If you just joined us, we have Kara Stewart in the studio live with us. And you can reach Kara by calling her at 707-974-8707. Again, 974-8707. Or go to FocusStrategicSolutions.com. It's been a really good conversation. I think, you know, as we wind down our show here, I'd like to know, what's the number one most important thing people should understand in considering developing a retirement investment strategy?
I think that it takes someone to really be thoughtful in their budgets and in their wants and needs. Do they want to live on an island? Do they need to live on an island?
Mm-hmm.
So I really think it requires someone to be honest with themselves
mm-hmm.
and to be vulnerable to those conversations. You know, sometimes when I have those meetings, it can get uncomfortable. I'm asking someone to pretty much undress in front of me, tell me everything about your finances, which is very personal. And they've never met me before.
Yeah. So trust. I think what you're saying is trust.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Trust in you. And I got to tell you, I've been working with Kara for a few years now, and the advice that she gives her clients and her focus on attending to their needs is something that's really impressive. So, folks, I'd say give her a call if you're interested in developing or taking a review of your current retirement strategy and your asset accumulation strategy, and want to understand better how to sort of adjust your portfolio or start your portfolio in a way that you may have never thought of before.
Yeah. And maybe don't wait.
Don't wait
until it's older. The last moment.
Hey, folks, you're just getting older. Kara doesn't want to say it, but at some point you're going to need to retire, and you're either going to have money or you're going to be broke as a joke. Yeah. That's what she's saying. Yeah. Folks, this was a great show. Thank you for joining us today, Kara.
Thank you, George.
We'll have you back again soon. Kara Stewart, FocusStrategicSolutions.com is a great way to find her. And I'm getting the hook, folks, but hey, I hope you learned some good things today. You can always check out the show at ksro.com, and we'll be back next Wednesday at noon. I am George Adair. Thanks for tuning in.